All day.
Yo, man, it's your
all
boy.
Day.
I'm very universal and believe in some like out there kind of crystals bullshit.
All day.
No wonder the cop was looking at us outside.
You farted.
I was in trouble, motherfucker. I will face some charges.
All day.
I'm being interviewed right now.
What's up, my guy?
All day.
I got two beers in my pocket.
All day.
Newport's nephew. Newport.
All day.
You make your way inside the small, lowly, worn-down building that is the Dusseldorf Inn and Bar.
Why am I in a dusty inn?
Because Dusseldorf is a dusty town.
Okay, that's fair.
You make your way inside. You see a small dwarven woman behind the counter offering ale to the patrons. And of patrons, there are only two. What looks to be a half-drunken, red-faced human at the bar. And then a mysterious cloaked figure in the back corner booth.
Ominous.
What would you like to do?
Can I hit pipe?
Of course. Roll for constitution. Oh, you're baked, buddy.
Nice.
Nat 20, baked off your gourd. You have advantage on all charisma checks now. But
all right.
Disadvantage on your dexterity and intelligence checks.
Who needs those?
All right. So, now that you've walked into the bar and lit up, everybody's kind of looking at you and the staunch smell coming from your pipe, and the drunken red-faced human kind of and falls out of his chair, hits the ground, passed out. The dwarven woman, she kind of looks at you and kind of fliffles her nose, the bartender, but she doesn't seem to pay you any mind. She goes back to wiping the bar where the human was drooling. And the man in the cloak has not moved, has not even acknowledged your presence.
Can I take shirt off? Can I take all clothes off?
Sure.
Okay, take all clothes off.
So you take off your clothes and immediately the door... Sir, put your clothes back on. This is a private establishment. You can't be running around with your willy hanging out.
I refuse.
You... What do you say?
I say, I refuse.
Okay. Sir, I don't care if you refuse. It's the law. You either put your pants on or you get out.
I want to approach the cloaked man now. Still naked.
Sir.
And high.
Sir, the dwarven woman keeps trying to get your attention, but you've paid her no mind.
Smack her and go about your business.
You want to smack the dwarven woman?
No, not if I don't have to. But if I have to, do it.
Okay. So you approach the hooded figure, and he is right before you can make it, probably within 6 feet of him, a long razor sharp blade shoots out from under his cloak, and he has it to your gut and balls, in between your belly button and your balls, and says, "Take one more step and it'll be a miss for you."
Oof.
What?
Take one more step.
You take one more step and the blade slowly penetrates the right below your belly button. And he doesn't force it. You,
in my tummy.
You completely walk into it.
I feel it in my tummy.
Is that what you say to him?
Yeah.
He retracts the blade.
Nice.
Okay, you have my attention. What do you want?
I then explain that I want to start a podcast with him as my co-host.
Okay. I know you're a first-time player, but let me explain. You would do this. You don't tell me what you're going to say. Just say it.
I want to start a podcast with you, sir.
What the hell's a podcast?
It's a thing that you do where you talk and you record it. And that's pretty much it. I think that's all the regulations there are.
I don't know. My charisma skill's pretty low.
You hit this motherfucker right here. I share marijuana pipe with...
roll for charisma with advantage, so roll twice. roll again. Very nice. Nat 20. He takes the pipe without any hesitation and says,
"My, I haven't seen green like this since I was green around the guilds."
And he looks at it and stokes the bowl, takes a mighty rip.
So what were you saying about a podcast and
Yeah, I want to start a podcast. It was going to be like the, it's going to be like a...
What do we do?
Yeah, we just kind of talk, you know? And I think the main thing is, you know, we're pretty much doing it now. I need an intro, and I need like an introduction. Like, what do you think about this one? Are you ready?
Okay.
Alrighty. Coming at you live from Dwindledorf Inn in the medieval times, it's the All Day Special!
All Day!
I'm coming for ye old ass,
all
boy.
All day.
Hey, can you cut that fucking Fantasy Tavern shit? Get it out of here. Get it gone, man.
I liked it, though.
We're in here now. We're out of the medieval D&D world, and we are in the all-day special. Guys, welcome to the episode. I, of course, am your host, Brett, joined with my co-host and producer, Matty D, your boy, Sir Charles IV. You know what it be.
It's your boy.
We're coming at you live again from the trailer park, from Dwindledorf Inn, and we're making potions.
It's just me and the boy today, man. It's just, you know, we're going back to the basics. We're going to sit here. We're going to talk a little schnat, and Hazel's going to keep making background noise.
I swear, dude, why does she love the cage so much?
I don't know. She just likes it. She just goes in there. I think she only likes it because it's Callie's, to be honest. Like, because Callie, like, loves Hazel's bed. And whenever, like, she goes to sleep, she comes out here and lays on the bed.
That's so weird. That is so weird. They trade bedding. That's funny.
It's like a territorial thing.
Hazel is just rolling, dude. I don't know what's going on with her, man.
She's crazy outside. She's kicking up like a horse. Like, you know, a horse.
She looked like a horse. She looked like a horse.
She built like one.
Hey, yo. So, yeah, bro, what you been on? It's been about 2 weeks since our last episode. I guess we've gone now. We're on a bi-weekly schedule with season two. And then season three, we'll be on a tri-weekly schedule. And then season four, you'll get one episode a month.
We'll see. So, 2 weeks. I had a birthday. I'm 25 now.
Jesus Christ, that's right. Let's give it up. Happy birthday to the main man, Matty D. I don't have the pad, so he has to do his
day.
Own all days.
All and day, happy birthdays. All day, all day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matt. Happy birthday to you. And then shortly after that, we had another birthday. Ephraim Van Valkenburg is in this bitch. I think he's also 25 now.
Hey, yo.
We all 25 and alive. So, happy birthday to
Ephraim.
You. Happy birthday to you.
Ephraim Van Winkelberg.
Happy birthday, dear piss boy.
There it is.
Happy birthday to you. All day.
All day.
Oh, you thought we were done? No, sir. I got one more birthday for you.
We got to sing it again.
We got to do
Why
it again.
Why don't we just lame them all and sing it one time?
Because that's not what we do on this show. This last one goes out to mine and Jade's little nephew, Macadoodle Mac. He is 9 years old. 9 years old. Hell yeah. Happy birthday to
Mac.
You. Happy birthday to
Mac.
You. Happy birthday, dear Macadoodle Man.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Mac Attack and happy birthday to you. We're on YouTube now.
That's supposed to be
Oh no, we've lost the podcast screen.
No, we're still fine.
So yeah, those were the birthdays that we've celebrated over the past 2 weeks. We're like a radio show now, you know? Oh, and yeah. Now we're going to get to your birthdays today.
Today,
Christina in Tupelo. Happy 59th birthday, you old saggy bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, you don't ask us to call out your birthday for something good, okay?
No, that's like people.
The only reason Matt got something good is because he's under the age of 18. Yeah, he's 9. Trust me, if he was 19 years old, I'd be lighting that little shit up.
Yeah, basically.
No, I love that kid. He got a VR for his birthday, dude.
Yeah.
I've never seen a child cry over a present, but he cried over a present. He was so happy.
Damn.
Dude, like it. And that's like you watch somebody like cry over a gift at Christmas or something, like it warms your heart. It's something completely different when a kid does it. Like it is, gives you chills, man. Like it's just really, I don't know. It's like raw, pure kindness and joy in that instance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uninhibited, because I feel like kids are really materialistic, and you know, and I remember when I was a kid, shit, like fuck, like oh, gift, yay, gift, oh, and then like in 5 minutes I'm done with it. But like I couldn't tell you as a kid giving her, like I give reactions like that as an adult now when I get something good, you know. And he's 9 years old, like crying and like, you guys are the best, this is better than Christmas, like, you know.
Nice.
I think I did that, I had that kind of reaction when I got Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets when I was like 22.
Yeah.
You suck.
I know.
I was talking to Matt, not you, Mac. He wouldn't be listening to this, I hope not, or Jordan would murder me. But yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, yeah, so this past 2 weeks.
So yeah. Oh no.
No, hold on. We're going to have to pause the podcast quick. We're going to take a short commercial break.
It's still going. We're still recording, buddy.
Hello?
We're still in this bitch.
What's going on?
Well.
All day.
Well.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Sorry about that.
Matt had some explosive diarrhea he had to take care of.
Yeah.
So.
Had some serious shit to handle.
Hey, yo. There you go. You get it. But yeah, anyway, you're about to get into what you've been up to the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Before we had a birthday bonanza.
The birthday bonanza.
Fucking Leos, man. We're out here.
Jesus.
It's Leo season.
It's Leo season. It literally is Leo season.
But, no, so for my birthday, me and the lady, we went to Red Bluff, which is super pretty. It's in Mississippi. It's down south. It's like a mini Grand Canyon.
Ooh.
It's like red clay and gray clay, and like even this purplish clay in some parts, and it's all like this big canyon, and it's cool as fuck. Like there's a road that the whole landslide happened, and it's really cool. Here, I'll just show you pictures right
here. We get fucking hard over the clay here in Mississippi.
Oh bro, the clay is nice.
The clay is everywhere.
It feels good.
Where you live in the northern hill, red clay hills, baby. It, and that shit stains every, I have red clay stains all over the front porch of the sorority house that I work at that I cannot get off. I've pressure washed it. I've put mean green on it. Ain't nothing getting that out. I don't have to grind it out. Oh, that's really cool.
It's in Mississippi.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's real pretty.
Well, dude, did you have a good time? What did you get into while you were there?
So, we just went down there for my birthday, and we were like, hey, we're going to go down there. Do that, and we're gonna camp overnight somewhere, and
would y'all hike around through?
Yeah, we hiked around Red Bluff a good bit. We're all the way up and down it, and we even went down the railroad tracks and around the creeks and stuff down there. It's a really pretty place. But after that we were like, okay, well, we gotta find somewhere to stay, so we decided to go down the beach, and we camped on the beach. That shit was hard.
Very cool.
Very cool. Look, I'm telling you, I got the photos.
Man got the memories.
Bro, I got the Snapchat memories.
Photos.
I got the Snapchat memories.
He is all about it.
I'm about it.
He about it, for reals, for reals.
For reals, for reals.
You know what the business is, baby.
All right, let's see.
We keep it 100.
This is where we stayed. This is the tent back there.
Oh, that's really cool. I like it how y'all's tent is, like, tucked off back in the reeds and shit.
Yeah, and there was even, like, a fire pit already back there.
Oh, that's so cool,
and, like,
man.
It was right off the road. It's a public beach, and, like, at night, it was cool as fuck. There was a nice breeze. The water that's out there, it stays like 2 feet deep, all like 100 feet out away from it. It just stays 2 feet deep.
That is so cool. So you're like up on a shelf.
Basically.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very nice.
And then we woke up in the morning, we were like, or we said it the night before, maybe. I don't remember. I had to ask her. But I think we made a decide the night before. But we were close to New Orleans, so we just decided to go to New Orleans.
Very cool.
The next morning before we came back home.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah. We went to New Orleans. We were there pretty early, so like things are still opening up.
Did you hit up Cafe Du Monde?
No. We had lunch, breakfast slash lunch at this other joint.
That's brunch. Cool.
Brunch. This other place had like omelets. They were really good. They're pretty good. And we saw some music there. We didn't stay that long though, but it was good. It was fun.
Very nice. I couldn't make a trip to New Orleans without visiting Cafe Du Monde.
That's
and getting
shit?
Some beignets and hot chocolate.
That's your shit?
Yes. All day.
Beignets and hot chocolate?
All day.
Yeah.
Shout out Cafe Du Monde.
Shout
sponsor
out
my
Cafe
boy.
Cafe Du Monde. Please send me beignets.
Send him a headband too, he'll wear it.
Not they have the hat. I still have the hat. They have little paper hats they give you. There's a Cafe Du Monde on the side.
Really?
Because that's what like they yeah.
They give little paper hats?
Yeah, dude.
No way.
It's why are you, now you're like, fuck, why didn't I go? I needed the paper hat. Fuck the beignets. But the beignets are what's up. I love, there's nothing, one of my happy places is Cafe Du Monde. It's 7 a.m. on like in a like a cold fall morning with a cup of hot chocolate. And a fucking plate of piping hot beignets.
Yeah, that's shit.
Yeah, sitting out on it, because they have like an open patio thing, yeah. Massive, down on the square. And, yeah, I mean, it's just gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah? How often are you in New Orleans on cold fall mornings?
I haven't been since I was a kid. I used to go all the time. My dad loves New Orleans, so I used to go all the time with him as a kid.
I'm sure Chuck does love New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, you know,
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, I'm sure Chuck loves New Orleans.
Do you remember the stories about the prostitutes?
No, I don't remember the story. Yeah.
About waking up in the bed?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah? Say less.
Say less.
The big easy.
The big, no. The big hard.
Yeah, it was big and hard, right? That's what you're saying?
Maybe. Whoa!
Whoa!
We got Mary coming through with the hard facts.
Hit it out, baby. Alright, I love you. I'll see you later.
Be easy. Be safe. Good to see you, as always. I'm gonna try and take care of Matt, but I can't promise anything.
Good luck.
Yeah.
No, we're not shy.
We're definitely all shy now.
We smoked a little bit.
We smoked a little bit.
You too. Love you, baby. Drive safe. Be safe. Bye.
You're such a cute little simp. You're so cute. So happy that you found out. I'm so happy for you, dude.
Bro, she's great.
You're adorable.
She's great.
You are beaming right now.
She's worth all that, bro. And more. She's fantastic. I don't know about all that yet, but you know,
it'll come.
Look, man, I understand. Like, we're still in the podcast.
We are in the podcast, so you can't talk about it.
No,
this
I
is
can't
when
talk
you
about
talk
it.
About it.
I can't talk about it. She listens to it too. She's gonna be like,
she's gushing.
She's real cool.
Oh, that sounded bad.
She's real cool.
Hey, cut that out.
No, it's all good. You're here with me.
No,
but no, we'll just leave it at she's real cool. So, anyways, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mary, my lovely lady, real cool girl.
She's got it right there in her name. I mean, what's up?
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're not going to do it for anything, do it for the tax break. Like, seriously. Like, don't even fuck.
Yeah, see? Now look at this. Yeah?
Hello? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Shit.
It's the previous ghost of podcast past has made his appearance. What'd it do, sir?
What up, Pops?
Chris Shedd in the building.
What the fuck you doing, man?
Smoking at 93.
Straight like that.
Straight like that. You know what to say.
You know what to say.
Straight
like
that. Got a podcast right now.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Right now.
Live and direct.
Live and direct. Holler at the people,
my,
sir.
My girl just left. You might see her.
I just seen that mirror. You already know. Cinderella. Fella. Straight like that.
Hey,
what,
yo.
Okay.
What, shit, you got work tonight,
though? Yeah, I got work tonight.
Dreek coming out. Dreek comes out for
sorry,
Pops.
But stop and go. I was just trying to holler at you out in the area.
Yeah. We're listening to the stories.
Six. You said what?
Going to work at 6.
I'm going to leave at like 6:30. Why?
Straight like that.
Straight like that. Hey, yo.
When you free?
I smell what you stepping in.
You say, when am I free?
Yeah, like, I probably just might get you tomorrow.
Okay. Like, he's asking, when are you straight like that?
I mean, I'm always straight like that. I'm straight like that right now.
Shit, okay.
What's up, Chris?
What that backyard?
She got to say.
That backyard together.
Put it. Put,
I got Paul Musson with me.
Put, oh.
I got Paul Musson with me.
Oh, he's Paul got Musson? Is it the Paul VS? Musson. Is it okay. That very special shit?
Not my partner. You're not be getting folks crazy ass.
I know what's up.
You know,
Paul, I know what you're doing.
Well, matter of fact, what fuck you at?
Fuck he, you. He's dead,
fuck
bro.
Fuck you. No, he's alive now. We've revealed it. He's in Florida, dude.
I understand that, but you know, you gotta talk to
my
guy.
Yeah, we called him. Like we called last him. Episode. No, he two episodes ago.
Yeah. He was chilling on the beach.
Did he have a birthday come up soon?
Yeah, last. Fuck, we're on the podcast right now. I'm gonna look like a dick. It was last week good. Sometime.
I mean, but it's all good. You know, tell my guy, you know, we're gonna burn the forest down.
Hey, yo.
And down.
Hey, we all you know
go,
what to say.
We all gotta go down to Tampa.
You know what to say. Like, I'm with it.
Dreet trying to go to Tampa, too.
I'm with
it. Hey, we've got, a trip coming. Trip. Fort Walton.
93.
September 10th through 93. The 18th. Fort Walton. Like, everybody, let's just go.
Pull up. Like, for real, I'm with it. Like, just let me know. I'm there. We'll do it like we the Millers, but we ain't going to do it like the family shit. It's still going to be family, but gas, all gas, no brakes.
Gas, grass, and ass.
Straight like this.
Not this guy, though.
I mean,
my wife's going to be with me. But y'all have at it, man. Bring your lady.
Ass, and I got,
my grandmother's going to be there. It's going to be a fucking party,
she
dude.
She's going to smoke ass with us, right?
I fucking hope so.
You know, I hope she don't. Like, she's, how old is she, grandma?
I mean, she's old. She probably wouldn't. I mean, my dad doesn't smoke in front of her,
well,
so.
You know what,
but she'll drink.
Well, that'd be cool.
She'll drink.
I'm
she's
sure
fun.
Cash Marion with us, you know?
I don't know, Dad, get to rolling. You might find a little cashmere.
We ain't gonna even worry about that. We ain't gonna worry about that. But to be continued, always a pleasure.
Man, Chris, thank you for stopping by, my man. Always.
I smelled the good shit, my friend. I smelt it.
It's the all day special.
I smelt it. Where is it?
Where you farted.
Where's the bud?
Be easy, player.
All right, Chris, man.
And don't play easy.
You already know.
Hey, yo. I feel like that man is like a walking Bootsy Collins. Like, he always has some Bootsy Collins type shit to say.
He is, though.
Straight like that, off the dresser, yes, sir, Barbie doll Ken, 93, smoke your gas, player.
You say,
make the
say. Who say?
Hey, yo, Paul Musson, you know? Okay.
Paul Musson. He said to say Paul Musson. He says Paul Musson.
Musson.
Like, it's not Musson. It's Masson.
That bitch got a cow on the bottle.
Musson.
But yeah. I forgot what we were talking about before he came in. But I don't think we were talking about much because Mary had literally just left. And we were about to get into something.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that leads me to say, you're showing me pictures of the beach. Beach, Fort Walton, September 10th, 18th.
Yeah.
Put it down.
Everybody just come.
Everybody,
you guys want to be on the holiday special? We're gonna record all day special on the beach.
We're gonna be there, Fort Walton.
You know the best thing?
Look, September 10th to the 18th, we'll in an undisclosed location on an undisclosed date and time that we will not disclose. So good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, we'll see you down there, bitch.
You already said the dates earlier.
Well, we don't know exactly what date we're doing the pod. I mean, we're not gonna podcast for 8 days straight.
Yes, we are, Brett.
That's holy shit. We'll be like asleep. And here we are on hour 36 of the all-day special. It is currently 9:45 in the morning on day 3. I'm extremely horny, tired. My wife has left me. And it's literally just me, Ephraim, and Matt. Everybody's dead.
Look, we can do an episode on the beach.
That'd be fun, though.
We can.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's one good thing about downsizing the podcast. No offense, F. I love you. But now we only need two of us to go to make an episode. So
But we're hoping that F and Kelsey will be there, and we can do an episode.
Are they going to come to Fort Walton?
I think so.
What?
Yeah.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That's what I'm saying, buddy.
Sunday, Sunday,
we're
Sunday.
We're not downsizing shit.
You need
we're
to go, bro. You need to go.
We if
you
want to see what you want to be,
you
got to
come through. You
got to
come to Fort Walton.
All
you got to turn up. You got to turn
special
up. I told you, boy.
Walton.
Get the goddamn
October,
get the big old thing on down. Come
Brett,
on, man.
I'm sorry for anybody who kept listening through that and is still listening. I apologize.
It happens.
If you stop listening, go fuck yourself.
I have ADHD.
But yeah.
No,
but
let me
shout
stop.
Out to
That's
the audience. September 10th to the 18th, Fort Walton. Send us a message. Let us know you're there. We'll let you know when we're podcasting. Come fucking chill with us on the podcast, man. We'll chill on the podcast with like 100 people.
Yeah.
Or like 13 people that listen to the podcast.
Or like the one person that might show up. I love you already. Wherever you are.
Yeah. Already. My wife's going to be there.
You know what? I'm already going to give you a...
All day!
Because I love you.
You're going to be there. We're counting on it.
I'm going to give you so many all days.
We're going to get pictures, and we're going to be like... It's going to be like us sitting there, like, with all the recording equipment, and it'll be like, no one showed up to their all-day special live stream.
Yeah. So, either way. So, if someone shows up, great. But if nobody shows up, also great. We get good content.
Good content. Good, sad.
Self-deprecating content.
I deprecated on myself.
I love it.
I see you checking the time. You're trying to run me out of here. You're trying to pull another It's Not About the Link, It's About How You Use It episode.
Nah. None of that.
Yeah. Look at you. You haven't even looked at me yet. You're still looking at the clock.
Baby, grain on me. Relax your body, take your time.
I can't take my time, you're already looking at it.
Relax your
titties. Yo. This music break brought to you by. Who were we trying to get sponsored by earlier? Oh, this music break sponsored by Cafe Du Monde. Put the South in your mouth. Yeah. Okay. All right. ADHD. Hey, whoa. Take your Ritalin and chill out. Yay. But yeah, I'm going to crack open this bag of cheese
all
right
day
because I'm an asshole and I eat on the podcast so our audience can hear that. They like
the sound.
The ASMR.
Hazel girl.
She came to the sound of the Chisettes. I give you one singular Chisette.
That's fucked up, bro.
I give you one singular Chisette. One for me?
You got Cali going crazy in there.
One for you. But me, you wanna know what's gonna go on with my 2 weeks?
Nobody asked, but okay.
I'm so sorry. I just spit Cheez-Its all over the microphone. I'm so sorry.
You farted.
No, I shitted. Out of my mouth.
Oh, banana pudding tonight.
Yummy. So 2 weeks. The house, the sorority house, back open. All the girls have moved in, and it is spirit week. Spirit week in a sorority sucks ass, let me tell you. And apparently it's going to suck even more ass because recruitment is on the 17th, and it's going to be ass until the 17th. But it's my first spirit week, so let me just explain to you guys how this operates, because most people that listen to this probably have never been in a sorority before. Matt.
What's up?
Do you understand? Do you know how this... Let me explain this to you. You are my audience right now.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're talking about how recruitment and that kind of stuff works in a sorority.
Okay, so basically, you got these girls, right? And
no,
they
I
get in these
I
things. They're called sororities, okay? So what do sororities do? What they're for? It's control. It's all control. But it goes down. It's political.
Keep going.
And see, they get these girls.
Got them.
And they put them in these sororities. What is a sorority? A sisterhood. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, conspiracy theorists, break it down.
Sure.
What's next?
Who else has 20 sisters? Nobody. It's not natural. So anyways,
Is that all you got?
No, I choose it.
I gave him a chisette and calmed him. Oh, he just spit on the mic too. Baby, grind on me. Eat some cheese that spit your mind on me.
Okay.
But yeah, can I tell you now how recruitment works at a sorority?
I spit on myself again.
You spit on yourself again? God.
Please just let me finish this cheese-it.
Here, sir, can I offer you another chisette?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You said yeah. I'm sure the audience is just absolutely loving me sitting here feeding you cheese. You have it in your beard. You're saving it for later there, Chief?
I get it.
Hey, do you have any more of that V8 pudding?
The what?
The V8 pudding. The off-brand Nakeds.
I think there's a frozen one in the pre-show.
I don't fucking want it. It was fucking satirical. Would you like another chisette? Hold up. Let me get you to sign this NDA before I feed you this chisette. That if you choke to death because you can't stop laughing, you're not going to sue me or the all-day special.
Yeah, here. I mean, I don't even.
Come on. You got it. You want it. You really want it. You're fiending for this fucking chisette, buddy. Oh, you almost had. Oh, there you go.
I don't even need it.
I don't even need it like that, man.
Anyways.
But yeah, back to the podcast.
Yeah, so like, before we got off topic and Brett was making me die.
I was going to tell you about how things operated. In
so these girls. The sororities. The recruiting. Yeah. Tell them about it, Brett.
Now we go live to Brett Bailey on the scene. Yeah, thanks, Matt. So I'm here at the Alpha Delta Omega sorority.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you how things operate here. We're pre-recruitment, pre-bid day, and I've got some eyes on how things are operating here. So.
Lies.
So starting off, once the girls get situated in their new living quarters and become domiciled, and they begin to form these sisterhood bonds between their fellow sisters, what commences Kinky. Is called Spirit Week, which is basically where they sell their spirit to the sisterhood.
Whoa.
In exchange for recruiting numbers. So basically they all prep during this week and they learn how to recruit the girls and how to sell them on coming to AD Pi or AD Omega. I'm sorry. AD Omega. And, once they are, after Spirit Week commences, then they start bidding and they start tabling, which is where they do like Zoom calls and they'll have the new freshman girls who are rushing. They'll come in and they'll tour the house and, you know, they'll talk to the current members and, you know, get filled in on how things operate there. And then on the 17th, which is the end of this, it starts on the, what day did this start? The 8th? I think is when Spirit Week start, and this Spirit Week recruitment, and then bid day. And bid day is when they announce to the freshmen who has made it into the sorority, who they have accepted. I forget how many can actually get in. Oh my God, Hazel, stop moving! And then they will. And I just found this out today. What happens is the girls from recruitment, they all like march over to Davis Wade Stadium and they're like cheering and, you know, hee-hawing or whatever, and then they do their bids at Davis Wade, and then they come back with like double the amount of girls back to the, like, all the girls they recruited back to the class, back to the house, marching back. And yeah, and you're not fucking listening to me.
That all sounds scary. Why do they do it weird like that?
I'm just playing. I got really dramatic right
now. Why can't they just do it online or some cool shit? Why do they gotta be so dramatic with it?
You,
Because it's a sisterhood.
Okay, and you don't see the traveling pants going around parading their shit. And they're would strong
like
sisterhood.
Would you like a Chazette, sir?
Yeah,
you're getting a little, you're getting a little rowdy over there.
I mean, it looks all right.
It's like feeding a monkey. Ooh, ah.
But yeah, that is how recruitment and bid day work in a sorority. Back to you, Matt.
All that was infactual. And I know the real reason. The real reason, these girls, they join these sororities, right? For what? What are they joining them for?
Drugs?
That's just part of it. Okay, try
power.
World domination, rather. How about that? You ever thought about that?
Sisterhood, more like sisterhood, wink the entire world and take it over.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. You have sold me, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
I cannot believe I work for an evil conglomerate machine.
Me neither. But I'm glad you're saved, brother. Anyways.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. So, I've been dealing with that. I had to go.
Is that thunder?
Yeah.
Yum.
So I got.
You're not gonna have a panic attack, are you?
I don't know. Let me check the radar. Make sure we're not about to get blown away out here. I love how everybody makes me feel in fucking secure about a fear of getting blown away in a tornado in a trailer.
Hey, we're matching right now.
Oh wow, we are. We're so cute. We got black shorts on with the green shirts. Well, I've got gray socks on, and he's got gray shoes. You know what it be. You know what we about.
You know what it is. You know.
Straight like that.
Excuse me. Jeez. That one kind of hurt.
I'm sad that Jade wasn't on the podcast today.
It would have been nice to have Jade here. Jade, it would have been nice to have you here.
It would have been nice to have you.
But, you know, you wanted to be a punk or whatever.
You wanted to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Because you work so hard, hon.
Wow. Yeah.
Gosh, working doubles and splits fucking hard, right?
Yeah, right.
Jesus. This can't believe that.
Basic shit. She's whining about a double. Has she ever tried a third? Third shift? Those are the real bad ones. Yeah, 4 hours. Stop.
Please, I love you, babe. Please don't beat me when I get home.
Oh, she's beating the shit out of you. The shit out of you, son.
Nah, dude. She works hard.
No, we know.
She works a lot harder than she needs to, and I fucking hate it. I wish that I was. I'm not trying to be that cuck of a man, but I want her to be able to just sit up and not do a fucking thing. But we can't, because I don't work hard enough, and inflation.
Come work at the club.
Okay, it's one thing for me to work in a sorority. I can just imagine how bad it's going to get if I start working in a strip club. Ah! Hell yeah. Would you like another Chazette?
Yeah.
I see you eyeing my sack over here, boy.
Man, I got snacks too. Hold on. Oh, well.
Oh, what? You're trying to get me hooked on your shit
Dreek
now?
Dreek eats most of them, but.
Dreek, you fat fuck! He's about to come in here like, what?
They got more fruit and grain bars.
Fruit and cream?
Fruit and grain.
Bro, what you got to drink in a bitch?
Mommy, I got some orange juice. I got some sweet tea.
Bruh.
Some lemonade.
Bruh.
I'm in here. What you want?
Hook me up with that motherfucking raspberry shit, boy.
That raspberry lemonade?
That raspberry shit, boy. That shit goes hard. We have that in little bottles at the house, and I love it.
Little bottles?
I can't wait to start mixing the blue Kool-Aid in this. Blueberry lemonade and raspberry lemonade. Blue raspberry lemonade?
Blueberry raspberry lemonade, bro?
Blueberry raspberry? Yeah. I think it's called blue raspberry. No, that's something different. That's artificial. This is natural. Kool-Aid is natural. Baby!
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, that gets me moist. And not in a good way.
That's some fried rice in here.
Jesus, man.
We can heat it up and share it.
Wow.
The podcast is still on right now, isn't it?
Yeah. You just got up in the middle of a podcast.
Anyways, that probably wasn't entertaining at all for you guys. So we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break right quick.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, the first one wasn't intentional. You know, it didn't really happen.
All right.
Yeah.
You wanted this.
So basically.
Hi! Have you been looking for something new to do around Dusseldorf? It can be a quite boring town with not a lot going on. But I've got the newest thing for you. It's the All Dusseldorf Special with Sir Matthew and Sir William.
All Dusseldorf!
We've got magic wands. Potions.
When do we get potions?
Wizards.
Wizards?
Unicorns.
Clit wizards.
Clit wizards.
Give me the Grammy.
Giveth
me the Grammy.
Calleth backeth,
sir. Calleth backeth.
So, if you're not busy, and you've got nothing else better to do, which, I mean, what else is there to do in Dusseldorf other than farm, fuck, and die? Then turn your rocky antennas towards the north and tune in to the hottest show since The Wheel, which wasn't that long ago. The All Dusseldorf Special. This commercial brought to you by the All Day Special.
It's your fellow peasant.
Very nice.
All right. Yeah, that was good.
Good commercial. Welcome back to the show. We got to get out of the tavern, and we are back.
We're out of the tavern.
All day.
Woo! Welcome back to Dusseldorf, you fucking peasant. So we just went out, smoked a cigarette, chopped up a little verse. I'm about to hop on a track with our boy Drake, skateboard Drake.
The building?
In the building.
I think he's taking shit right now.
Zoom I zoom.
Poo I poo I.
Poo I poo I poo. Oh, buddy. It's going to be hot fire, though. I have faith in this.
Super hot fire?
Super hot fire. I got the bread. I got the jelly. I take my knife, spread it on my belly.
Belly?
Oh!
Hey.
Didn't see that one coming, did you? Thought I was going to spread it on the bread.
Got a dirty carpet.
Okay.
With no vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
If the floor's muddy, I mop it.
Okay.
Can I be any clearer?
No. I'm not going to know. No. Come on, you can do better. Let's try it again.
That's the point. It's supposed to be bad.
No.
That's the point.
But it's supposed to rhyme. It still rhymes.
Clear.
Clear.
Cleaner. Clear.
Nope.
Fuck you. That was good.
Come on, Lil Wayne.
That's quality shit.
Come on, Lil Wayne.
That's quality
Come
shit.
Come on, post-seizure Lil Wayne. Figure it out. That's why how we, like, when we first met, that was how we did our Young Money impert.
Young Money, baby.
Young Money, baby.
It's
Young
Money, baby.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99. It's Wheezy, baby.
Man, you're working with some ass here. Some ass here. You want to spend his cash here. You working for a family. Back that ass up. You a big fine woman gonna back that ass up. You call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up.
Back that ass up.
You look fine when you're all right.
But I want to go back to that. So I want you to do a super hot verse, but I want it to work. I got the green beans. I rinsed them off. Put them on my plate and tried to eat them. They were still too soft. Oh!
I don't carry around cash.
Okay.
Because I got a credit card.
Okay.
Just like... I don't like my noodles mashed.
Okay.
I like them extra hard.
Oh my God! Beautiful. That was the redemption arc of the century right there. That was, I think we literally just scared the shit out of Drake. He popped off the toilet for that one.
He did. I guess he's just making sure that he was okay.
He's just making sure he could still jack off in peace without ripping his shit off.
But I'm not a rapper.
Oh! Who was it? Did he do one with like NBA Youngboy?
Nah, he did one with Soulja Boy. And that was the joke. The joke was that Soulja Boy was so bad that he was the only person that could beat him. Soulja Boy said, what do you say?
You!
No, Soulja Boy said, he said something, you ain't getting this back. No, yeah, no, he took his glasses. He said something, then he took his glasses. He's like, you ain't getting these back. And he put them on. He looked at him. He's like, looking through these glasses, I can see that you been whack. Bro, we're gonna watch it.
We do. You actually showed that to me. It can't.
Bro, Super Hot Fire is the shit.
Super hot. We're getting double callback way before
the double clock. Callback, double baby.
Give us the Emmy.
9349. That's the password to my iPhone.
Keep my podcast name out your fucking mouth.
Psych. That's the wrong password.
Here's my girl's number.
Psych. That's the wrong number.
We are in sync.
I never go swimming.
Without my floaties. I forgot. I forgot.
Just like I never do something. Without my brodies. What?
Just took my test.
Yeah.
I failed it.
Oh.
Hopped on my boat.
Yeah.
I sailed it. I don't like when you did that. The way you look like the Hunchback in Notre Dame right now. The way your shoulder blades just came up. I'm gonna get a picture of that. Actually, that's beautiful.
I've showed you my wings before. They're my wings coming out. They chopped off my angel wings or my.
Oh my god! What kind of gay ass shit? Who told what? No.
Yeah.
They chopped off my angel wings, so now I'm fucking gay.
No, or they might have been bat wings because I could have been somewhere else. Who knows?
Hold up, I need a video of this, actually. This has got to be a video.
You want to see my special talent?
I want to see your special talent.
You want to see my special talent? Are you ready? I want to do it now. You want to see it from the side?
Yeah. Oh, the mic's in the way. Oh, the microphone's in the way. Let's try that again. Show me from the side. Oh, that's so nasty. He's got a hunchback.
There you go.
I don't need that.
Come on, man. You know you like that.
Oh, I just came unenthusiastically. You ever just had a sorry nut? You ever been jacking off and had a sorry nut, Matt? Will you quit flipping your fucking hump around for 2 seconds to answer my question?
What is a sorry nut? I'm confused.
It's like a nut that's like, it's not satisfactory. Like, and it could be caused from, like, your mind was elsewhere. Like, it was a bad part of the video. Like, when you came.
And right when you came is right when it pans to a shot of the dude's butthole.
Yeah. Or
you're like no.
It started buffering.
There is like, no turning back.
It started buffering, like, mid-nut. But not even a good buffer where you can kind of see through it, like a full black screen buffer. That's a sorry nut. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, I've had those.
Those are, and you just kind of like, you're like, and it's like barely any comes out, and you're just like, I think I came? You ever had those where it's like you think you came, but you don't know? Like you don't feel like the satisfactory release of nutting, but there's something on the toilet paper?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, fuck, do I keep... And you start stroking, and it's like you just came, like everything's sensitive and shit. And you're like, well, that was fucking... That was a waste of my time.
Basically. I'd be upset. I mean, I would.
That's the epitome of a sorry nut right there. It's like when you don't even realize you came, but you came, and you can't continue to jack off because you're sensitive.
Yeah, go.
Did you bring her back inside?
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
She's in the bed.
No, oh God, I thought we just let a dog go. That was like me and Drew were out there working, and he started going outside. He's like, oh shit, where's my dog? I'm like, oh bro, fuck. But yeah, sorry nut, wrote that out of the book. Oh, an interesting thing, and I was talking to you about it outside, is Alex Jones' defamation trial started this week, or last week. Or some shit. So
you're saying defamation?
Defamation. Defecated. His defecation trial. He shit on all those kids. Oh, I better watch out, dude. We're going live on there. We're going to be the next defecation trial.
Shit. What are you doing? Are you Googling it? Or are you just ignoring me to talk to other people?
I'm waiting until you Google it.
Oh, my God. Let me do all the work.
Isn't that what you're here for?
Thought we stated this.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
What?
Okay. So, like, I'll get into it in a second, but just, like, this is the first headline that pops up. Alex Jones sent nude photo of wife to Roger Stone, Sandy Hook lawyer reveals. I don't know who Roger Stone is, and, you know.
Why is this relevant?
I don't know. It was just, it's the first headline about all this. Alexander Emmerich Jones is an American conservative, alt-right, and far-right radio show host and prominent conspiracy theorist. He hosts the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, which is Genesis Communication Network, blah, 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 blah. We know about that. How Alex Jones mainstream? Oh, so apparently he's done this a few times. I guess I should, like, specifically look up... Yeah, we're going to get right on this. We want to get you guys the... We want to get you guys the good shit. So basically, I'll just give you the rundown. Alex Jones was on trial because he made some comments about the Sandy Hook school shooting and claimed that it was a hoax set up by the U.S. government to, you know, put their hand in gun control and try and sway gun control. And so he just recently had a defamation trial about that, and a Texas jury has decided to penalize him $45.2 million in punitive damages.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
Plaintiffs Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis were awarded a total of just under $50 million in both compensatory and punitive damages. Of the total $49.3 million, the $45.2 million in punitive damages may be reduced due to Texas statute. Oh, of course, you know, I'm going to get a fucking ad in the middle of the... In the middle of the article. Yeah, stop the... They basically just want him to stop getting paid for spreading misinformation and lies and getting people way too fucking hype about it. I probably should have, like, done this prior to the podcast rather than looking it up. On the podcast. But yeah, I just want to know where this whole... Jones, he claimed in his testimony that a jury award of $2 million would destroy him financially. But on Friday morning, the jurors heard testimony about his wealth from an economist who estimated that his net worth is between $135 million and $270 million. But he went up and claimed that $2 million would break him and he'd have to, like, declare bankruptcy or whatever. Yeah, so...
That's crazy.
He's turning the freaking frogs gay, but I think he's gay. Yeah, Alex Jones is pretty gay.
Is he?
And not gay, like, in a cool way.
Are you starting a podcast beef?
Yeah, dude. I'm coming at you, InfoWars.
Yeah.
We're coming at you.
Yeah.
See...
What Brett said.
See...
Because he knows what he's talking about.
See, we may spread misinformation, but we don't guise it as the truth in the slightest. We don't rally people up behind false guys... God, blah, 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 blah. Behind false... Is it guys? Or gauze?
Guys.
Guys. Guys of... Guys is... Whatever. We don't fucking... We don't put up false dudes... And nudes, you know, we tell it how it is, in our opinion, and everything, and we, you know. Long story short, fuck Alex Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm glad to know where we stand on this.
Yeah. Fuck Alex Jones.
So yeah, you hear that, Alex Jones?
You're a fucking communist. You're a liar. Get back here. Get back here.
What? Excuse me.
You've never seen that meme?
No.
Where it's like Minecraft, and it's like fucking Alex Jones. And,
Minecraft is fucking Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's something we can get into.
Oh, my God. Now
is it Steve, or is it the Ender Dragon?
Now I have to find the fucking video now. Is this it? I bet you this is it.
First video.
Come over.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
You're faking a fraud.
You're not an intellectual. Why did he run towards him like that?
It's an actual clip of him like running at some dude, I guess, who was talking shit to him on the street. And he's like, no, you're faking a fraud. You know, get back here. You're not going to take pictures of me. Have you seen Eric Andre goes to the Republican National Convention?
I love that.
And he goes and talks to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, like Comedy Central isn't full of communists and blah, but he's like, I'm not with Comedy Central, I'm on MySpace. And he's like, but he's like, I want you to fuck my wife.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Alex, I want you to fuck my wife.
Why did he say that? Any reason why?
Because it's Eric Andre.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like specifically funny.
I still remember when Ephraim told us that one of his worst nightmares was he was riding in a train with Eric Andre, and then like he dapped him up and was like, what's up, my N-word? And then Eric Andre didn't talk to him for the rest of the time, and he was like, that was my worst nightmare.
I remember that. That was a dream he had, right?
Yeah. He met Eric Andre, and he was like conducting a toy train in a mall or some shit.
Right, because that's normal F behavior.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but anyway... Man, I think that's probably about it for this episode.
Yeah?
I think that's probably about all we got.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty drip dried out.
Yeah.
Sucked creatively dry. So,
Well.
You know? Yeah. Guys, thank y'all for joining us on another episode of the All Day Special. I, of course, am your host, Brett, joined with my co-host, Maddie
all
D.
All day!
Your boy, Sir Charles IV. Just wanted to remind you that Alex Jones is a piece of shit, and that the All Dwisseldorf special is coming at you next. Thank you.
All Dwisseldorf.
All day.
It's a sisterhood.
These girls.
These nuts.
All day.
I farted.
You farted.
There's a snake in my ass. Hello, we've been trying to reach you.
I can't tie my shoes, but I can fuck your bitch.
Very well, thank you.
What a trip!
Oh shit, we haven't been doing that this whole time.
I'm a bad producer.
You're a bad, bad boy. Well, I guess, hi everybody, welcome to the bloopers. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I got the pad back.
All day!
We already know that, because it's the end of the episode. So why don't we take this time to, at the end of the episode, pull up the music for the beginning of the episode. It's a good time we have here on the podcast. Real good time. Also, we could also take this time to change the timer from...
You could also take the time to stop being such a needy bitch.
I can't. This is what I am. This is your podcast co-host. This is what you have signed up for. And if we need to get Ephraim back to be a buffer, then, you know, we'll just have to go kidnap him. From heaven.
Logan said he wanted to be in the podcast.
Okay.
am I still looking for the music? My bad.
Yeah, I thought, can't you do it on the computer now?
Oh, yeah, we can. We have internet.
How do I know more about...
We have internet.
How do I know more about the producer's setup than the producer? Which is sad, I don't. I didn't even know how to stop it last episode.
We got Shane around here.
Don't let Brett on the pad.
If the brakes don't stop, something will.
Wow. What's new in Chrome? What is new in Chrome?
You can view PDFs in fuller view or something like that.
That makes me hard as a fucking cock.
What does even D&D music sound like?
Fantasy music? You just put in D&D.
RPG playlist.
Perfect.
Travel music.
Good, good.
Do I switch it to some like for voting stuff whenever things hit me?
No, this is perfect. Let's do a little dry run through for the bloops. It's gonna be one of the shortest blooper reels ever, fellas. Oh, that's a perfect sound for when you get fucking
all
killed.
All day.
Yes.
You farted.
Yeah. See, I'm the DM. I should have the pad.
No.
Okay.
I deny that.
We don't let the player producer. Have the pad.
The producer, the title of producer outweighs the title of Dungeon Master. Sir.
Well, fuck.
I hate to inform you.
All right. You awaken in your tiny hostel.
Why are you gonna live in a tiny
room
house?
Of the Dwillendorf Inn.
We could choose what we wanted to be in this game. Why am I broke?
Shut the fuck up and let me paint this scene. Do you not know how this works? Have you never played D&D before?
How come I'm a poor guy in a small house?
You don't know anything about yourself yet. You are you. You be whatever the fuck you want to be. I'm literally just painting the scene and telling you where you are. All
right, let's
and then you do that from there. All right.
That's good.
So you awaken in your small 2x2 bedroom of the local Dwiffeldorf Inn. And you make your way downstairs where you're greeted by a small gnomish woman behind the bar who offers you a pint of ale for a nominal fee. Hey there, sweet cheeks. Look like you got a little cottonmouth from night sleep. Would you like an ale? First one's free, second one's 2 silver pieces. I'm not aware of what is that? What does that mean? Are you feral?
Yes, I love it.
Here you go.
An ale, sorry.
There you go.
Oh. Need another.
That'll be 2 silver.
There you go.
This is really intense for a minor in interaction.
Gonna need another.
The small dwarven innkeeper informs you that you have drank her last ale.
Oh, you're cutting me off, bitch?
Yeah.
You're cutting me off?
Yes, sir.
That's
you have been
doing.
Cut off.
You're gonna cut me off?
Are you interested in work? You look like a traveler. Would
no.
you?
Oh.
But
I'm just drunk.
But perhaps a dungeon to crawl.
A dungeon?
Yeah, dungeon.
Next thing you know, you're gonna tell me there's a fucking dragon, huh?
Well, perhaps a dragon.
No.
A dungeon.
I just woke up in a small two bedroom room.
2x2.
2x2 room at the local inn. And you think I'm ready to slay a dragon?
Yeah, you look capable.
Fuck that.
You just gotta really put your heart into it. Please, sir, you'd be doing the town a great favor if you please just crawl through the dungeon and slay the dragon.
So there is a dragon?
Yeah.
I can't get started
you,
off on
you,
nothing
you know
easier.
The name of the game, don't you?
I can't get started on nothing easier?
Nope, that's the name of the game, buddy.
Why's it gotta be a dungeon?
Cause that's the name of the game, buddy.
Can I go somewhere else?
Sure, there's a cave with some goblins in it.
Why can't we just go to, like, the jungle?
The cave is in the jungle.
Why is it always caves?
Because where else are goblins going to live?
Why are we going after goblins? If there's caves and goblins, why? That's to be the one place I don't want to go.
Because the goblins are killing the livestock in the small town of Dwisseldorf. Fuck! Why are you asking so many questions?
He said Dwisseldorf.
No, shut the fuck up.
I'm just trying to figure it out. You've been very vague up to this point.
Shut up. I'm going to give you my
I don't
whistle.
Even know what I am right now. You're telling me a whole story.
You're mad.
I thought I get to choose what I am. Like I want to be a bumblebee man.
You're a bumblebee. Are you like a human dressed as a bumblebee? Or are you literally?
I'm very dangerous, but only one time. And then I die. So save me for an opportunity.
All right, let's make your character. What are you going to say? So you're bumblebee man.
Bumblebee man.
So we'll make you a fucking we're you're a bumblebee. It's D&D. We do whatever we want. D&D stands for do not direct, because there is no direction. Anyway, so he's a bumblebee man. So you abuzzed around your 2x2. you buzzed around your 2x2 bedroom looking for a window, but there was none because you're poor and you can only afford the inside 2x2.
Why I gotta be a poor bee too? Why am I broke no
you're
matter what I am?
You're a fucking bee! What do you offer to a capitalistic society?
Rich and honey, what bitch. It's a product.
You don't put money into the economy.
I put a whole lot into the economy.
What are you gonna pay for your room with honey? What's the innkeeper gonna do with honey?
Sell it.
Well, you got me there. All right. So, what's your name? And you're a bee. What are you like you're an assassin? You're a knight? You're a wizard? What you got?
I don't think you understand.
You're just a bee.
I'm a bee.
You're just a bee. Are you sentient?
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah, I'm a sentient bee.
All right.
Who controls time?
Oh my god! So you buzz your way downstairs.
That sounds like a bee.
Please don't be a bee. Please don't be a bee. Be anything other than a bee, and not like a wasp or a flying insect. Like, don't be like a humanoid creature. Let me put a stipulation on it. You have to be a fucking humanoid creature that can do things. You have to be able to wear a suit of armor. Ain't no blacksmith gonna make a bee a fucking suit of armor. He gonna swat that shit out of the fucking sky.
A dangerous one, like a smart one. You have a bee armor there. What are you gonna do? Hit him with a fly swatter, bink, and they gonna come right back at you. Ricochet. Alright, fine. I'm gonna be a bee. I'm gonna be a...
Be a centaur.
Oh, that's so...
You've already been a centaur. Be a centaur now.
So lame. I'm not doing that.
Oh, wow. Well, fuck that fucking whole intro skit we did.
I'm glad that my message got through.
This is Skyrim music. I just realized this is like ambient Skyrim music.
It really is, though.
It literally is. This is from Skyrim. I think that actually is a painting of a fucking Skyrim. Alright.
Alright, I'll be a Michelin man.
So you make your way downstairs, where you're greeted by a small gnomish innkeeper behind the bar.
Hello, sir. Quite puffy today, are we? Sell any good rubber? Rubbers? You need some rubbers?
If you want tires.
Roll for
if you want quality dependability.
Roll for persuasion.
No.
3. She does not want tires. She's,
sir, I don't even know what a tire is. What are you? You look like a marshmallow, and I don't even know what those are.
Buy 3 tires, get the portal. Save yourself some money. Come on down to Michelin. We'll hook you up.
Oh my god, Matt. I was thinking you were just gonna do like dumb shit, a regular, like, oh, I wanna fuck that person. Or, no, can I just stab that guy in the face? I wanna be the Michelin man and sell tires in a fantasy world. I can sling firebolts, fuck that. I'm slinging fire stones, baby.
I just don't see why I can't do all this stuff as a Michelin man.
Forelli, fireball, Forelli, same difference.
I just don't understand why I can't do everything you said as the Michelin man.
Okay. Alright.
You just gotta translate what I say into...
No! I'm not doing that!
He's gotta go with it. He'll be like, hello, sir. Would you like a pint of ale today? And I go...
Have you checked the trailer times? 30% trailer less than your times to be changed.
And then you'll just be like, oh, yeah, sure, okay. I'll have 2 right on the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Alright, I got it. So, you make your way down to the bottom floor of the Dwisseldorf Inn, where you're greeted by a small, gnomish innkeeper.
Hello, sir. Would you like an ale for your travels today?
Are you planning on braving four seasons and weather? Make sure you're equipped for the job with rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Michelin tires. Let me get the job going.
Oh, that sounds like quite the day you've got planned. Let me get you two for the road. Two. Two it is.
Thank you.
What? What? What did you say?
Thank you.
I don't recognize that language. What did you just insult me?
I'm sorry. What I said was, buy three tires, get the fourth tire free. Oh. For only remaining of this month and going into the next month. Sales off releases ends.
You're very welcome.
August 13th.
Oh, well, fuck you too.
Call now for pre-orders.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, if you head out the door there, you'll find the man that you're looking for. You said tall, skinny, scrawny dwarf man? That sounds like Bubbles. He lives around the side of the shop here. He lives around the side of the shop.
So you leave the Dusseldorf Inn and you make your way around to the side to find the small, scrawny dwarf named Bubbles, for which you need for your quest to find the Michelin tire.
I'm looking for the Yokohama distribution plant.
The evil lord.
I have errands.
So here's your quest. The evil lord Yokohama has come through.
Yes. And I will defend what is right.
He has come through and he has put uneven tread on everybody's tires.
Yes. It's a pandemic.
Well, my tires are just beyond wear.
If you have tires that need to be replaced within the general vicinity of our location, come on down and get thrift tires for the price of two.
Yokohama has been dealing... Lord Yokohama has really been stiffing us hard.
Contrary to our competitors, Michelin offers three excessive wear tires for the low price of two, whereas our competitors can only do three.
You'll find his castle at the end of town. I'm surprised you missed it on the way in.
I have bad farsight vision.
What? What did you say? What did you say?
Every Tuesday night, we offer 3-for-1 discounts. Come on down to Michelin Tires. Get your tires changed today.
Oh, my God. All right.
Anyways, I'm just going to be normal. I'm not going to do the Michelin thing.
Please don't. That was hard. I was sitting there. I was like, this could be good. And then I started doing it. I was like, no, this is not good. Exactly. And that's where we 86 today's intro. Join us next week where we'll find Matt farting into a trombone. Hey. All this and more on the next episode of All Day Special.
All day.
And that's the end of the bloopers. That's it. That's it, buddy. We got 15 minutes right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Tonight.
We got the Skyrim music taking us out tonight.
All day.
I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I listened to the All Day Special. Now I'm gay.
All day.
Fuck.